Tonight's Divrei Torah should be Le'ilui Nishmas, Devora Bas Mordechai, as well as Basha Bas Shmuel. Their neshama should have an aliyah in Gan Eden Shalmaila. So Rabbi Feiner already began talking about some of the halachas of Purim, and he asked me to continue, so we made up that I would speak about something that he wasn't going to get to. So this year, Purim falls out on Matzah Shabbos. So I wanted to speak a little bit about the background of saying Vihi Noam on a regular Matzah Shabbos, and then talk about the times during the year when we do not recite Vihi Noam on Matzah Shabbos. And let's see if Purim is one of those types of cases. So, for starters, we have three different reasons quoted in the Poskim why Vihi Noam is recited on Matzah Shabbos. Reason number one, the Shebali Aleket writes, is for the following reason. That Shabbos, as the Poskim quote, Shabbos mishameres es shomreha. Shabbos looks out for those who care about Shabbos itself. And therefore, since on Shabbos we are guarded by the Shabbos itself, so we don't really need any specific Shmira on Shabbos, but once we're leaving Shabbos and going back into the week, we need to once again be mispallel to our Kadosh Baruch Hu to give us that Shmira back again. So that's what the Shebali Aleket writes, and this is why we recite Vihi Noam on Matzah Shabbos, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should give us special Shmira as we go into the regular days of the week. Based on this, the Torah writes as well in Siman Reish Samach Zayin and Arachayim that this is the reason why on Shabbos, if you'll notice, we don't recite on in Hashkivenu, we don't say Shomer Ama Yisrael La'ad, we say Hapore Sukkah Shalom Aleinu. Why? Why do we change it? So the Torah writes the same as the Shebali Aleket says, that since on Shabbos we are guarded by the Shabbos itself, so we don't need to ask a special bakasha of Shomer Ami Yisrael La'ad. We are going to be watched over. We have nothing to be concerned about. That's why on Shabbos we end off Hapore Sukkah Shalom Aleinu. Just want to point out something interesting. The Rama writes in Hilchos Mezuzah and Yeridayas and Reish Pei Hei. So the Rama says, many of us know that there's a minig that we have to kiss the mezuzah. So it's not clear where that minig comes from. Rabbi Kivega writes in the Tshuva that he's not sure what the makor is for that. Many later Achronim say it's from the sugya of Unkelus Agar in the first parak in Avodah Zarah. But be it as it may, the Rama himself, when he talks about coming into a room and leaving a room, so the Rama says a person, Yaniach Yado Ala Mezuzah, a person should place his hand on the mezuzah, and he says a person should recite the following tefillah, Hashem Yishmar Tzeisi Uvoi Me'atav Yad Olam. Every time a person walks in or out of a room and passes the mezuzah, he's supposed to recite this pasuk that the Ribbono Shel Olam should watch over him. So the question is, should we be reciting?
It's not the pasuk. You're making up the wrong
pasuk. Okay, so okay, so it's a different question. Where does this come from? But the Rama writes that this is the tefillah a person is supposed to offer when he comes in and out of a room and he passes by the mezuzah. So the question is, on Friday night or on Shabbos, or for that matter on Pesach night when it's Lel Shimurim, we have these times in the year when we're watched over. So should a person recite that tefillah that the Rama writes on upon seeing the mezuzah? Should a person recite that on Friday night or on Lel Shimurim on Pesach? Now, it sounds like a funny question. Why would anyone really be bothered with this? But in fact, the Shalah writes in the Kitzur HaShalah, he says that on Friday night he thinks there's no reason to recite this tefillah when you pass the mezuzah, because on Shabbos, Shabbos Shomeres HaShomreha. Shabbos looks out for its own people, and therefore we have nothing to worry about. There's no reason to offer this tefillah. So the Shalah writes himself that he did not recite this tefillah upon passing the mezuzah. On Shabbos, he used to say, Zachar Siyama Shabbos L'Kadshu. Every time he passed the mezuzah, he would say, Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadshu, to remind himself to keep Shabbos properly. So the Prisha points out in Shulchan Aruch, the Prisha writes, he's not sure what's the story, if the Shebali Aleket is correct, that Shabbos is a Shmira in and of itself, why is it that we find the difference between Pesach night and Friday night? Pesach night, we all know very well that the Poskim say we should not recite all the Tfilos in Kriya Shema Al Mita, because Pesach night is Lel Shimur, there is a Shmira for us. So if that's the case, does anyone have the minig Friday night not to recite all the tefillahs in Kriya Shema Lamita? Not that I know of. Not that I know of. So the preacher points out, what is the difference if the Shebali Aleket is correct, that on Friday night we have a Shmira based on Shabbos itself, so then why is it that we recite all the tefillahs in the recital of Kriya Shema Lamita? That's the question of the preacher. In fact, the Rama writes that a person, Leil Pesach, we should leave out, and the Magen Avraham says that a person should leave his door unlocked Friday on Pesach night. We don't find all these things when it comes to Shabbos. So what's the difference between Shabbos and Pesach night? This is the kasha of the Prisha. So the Prisha answers, it gives two tirutzim, but one answer that we'll focus on is the following. The Prisha writes, there are two things a person has to be nervous from in his life. One thing he has to be nervous from is mipnei ha'oivim. One has to be nervous from his enemies, from robbers, from people breaking into his home. Second thing a person has to be nervous of is min hamazikin. As we know, the Gemara tells us in many different places that there's such a concept of demons, of mazikin. We're not sure exactly what it means, but there is some sort of concern that we have from these type of creatures. So he writes that the Prisha suggests that maybe on Friday night, the only thing we have is Shemira from, the only thing we're guarded from is Mipnei Ha'oivim. We're only watched over for that people should not break into our homes, that people should not start up with us. However, Mipnei Ha'mazikin, he says Friday night is sort of a heebie-jeebie time. We say Kabbalah Shabbos, it's not clear what's going on Friday night. So he says Friday night is a dangerous time still, Min Ha'mazikin. And therefore he says we still have to recite the Kriya Shema Lamito, including all the psukim that save us from the mazikim, because we don't have a shmira on Friday night from the mazikim. Based on this, it would seem, based on this teretz of the Prisha, it would seem, when a person is passing the mezuzah on Friday night or on Shabbos day, he should recite this tefillah, because we are not actually watched over completely on Shabbos. All we're watched over from is the robbers. We don't have a complete shmira from the mazikim. The only question I'm still left with is, if that's the case, so then why do we not follow the same minhag that we have on Pesach night? Leave the doors open. Open the doors. So we don't have such a minhag. Yeah.
I think empirical evidence doesn't work.
Yeah.
On Friday night, it's Shabbos. That's protecting you. On Leish Shmurim, it's the Shabbos Baruch himself. There's a big difference between the two.
Uh-huh.
You have to maybe worry about more of Shabbos than you have to worry about Shabbos Baruch. I'm willing to give up the Kriya Shema.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Because that's exactly what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no point in doing a double Kriya Shema when you got Shabbos Baruch himself watching.
Uh-huh. Okay. Interesting suggestion. Okay. We'll have to think about that. So this is all within reason number one, why we recite Bihi Noam on Matzah Shabbos. Again, like the Shabbali Aleket suggests, because Shabbos we have a Shemira, and Matzah Shabbos is going away, so we have to recite a tefillah that we should be watched over during the regular days of the week. The Ramah himself writes a different reason. This is reason number two. Says the Ramah in Arachayim Simen Reish Tzadihei Sif Aleph, he says, the reason why we say Bihi Noam is because there is no Gehenim on Shabbos. All the Neshamas that have gone to Gehenim do not suffer on Shabbos. They're given a break for Shabbos. However, once Klal Yisrael finishes davening on Matzah Shabbos, the Ramah quotes from the tour, all the neshamas that belong in Gehenim go back to Gehenim. So therefore, suggests the Ramah, we try and extend the davening a little bit longer, just a couple of minutes, that we should give them a few minutes more of break time from Gehenim. That's the suggestion of the Ramah. Based on this, the tour writes that a person should be careful. Very often in our shuls, we rush through V'yitin Lecha, we rush through V'yinoam, so he says, based on this suggestion, we should try and say it as slowly as possible, to try to give a break to the neshamas for a little bit longer. That is what the Ramah quotes B'Shem the Tur. Now this really has roots in the Gemara. This reason has roots in the Gemara because the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin on Samachayim Ebeis that Rabbi Kiva said about the kever of his father. He was talking to a person by the name of Turnusrupus Harasha. So this individual, Turnusrupus, who was having a conversation with Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva points out that he looked at his father's grave and every day he sees smoke coming up from the grave, but on Shabbos he sees the smoke stops. So Rabbi Kiva took that as a sign that maybe there's no punishment in Gehenim over Shabbos. But once Shabbos ended, so then right away the smoke came back. So based on this, some of Farshim explain that this is why we recite the Pasuk, V'ata Kadosh Yoshev Tehilas Yisrael. What does that mean? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Yoshev Tehilas Yisrael, he's waiting for Klal Yisrael to finish the Tefilas on Matzah Shabbos, and then he's going to go back to his regular business and give punishments to the Rishayim and give rewards to the Tzadikim. But he's Yoshev Tehilas Yisrael. He's waiting for Klal Yisrael to finish up the davening until those neshamas unfortunately have to go back to Gehenna. The Torah writes in Arachayim as well, in Reish Tadi Beis, that this is why we have the minhag to say Tzid Kascha on Shabbos. He says, because the neshamas are about to go back to Gehenna, so we should offer a tefillah on their behalf that they should have a Tzidu Kadin, that everything should be okay for them.
Could those be neshamas of your loved one or all neshamas when we say this?
What, Tzid Kascha?
Yeah.
Well, why we say Tzid Kascha, you mean, or why?
Vata
Kaddish. No, well, generally.
An extension of time as far as not going back.
Yeah. Everybody. I think we're concerned about all. I'll tell you why. Because generally, we pass in a Shulchan Aruch that after a certain amount of time, after 11 months, so there's no longer any Gehenim for a person who had to suffer. And even if he's suffering terribly, the maximum punishment he's going to get is 11 months in Gehenim. Yet, even 11 months after that, we still recite Vihi Noam. So it must be going in everyone else.
The question I want to ask on that is as follows. Shabbos ends different times in 24 different time zones. So explain, reconcile that with that.
What if you have a brother in a different time zone?
I'm not sure. You have to think about it. I mean, I don't know. I would love to assume. I have no proficiency in this type of area of machshava at all. But I would love to assume, that maybe the neshama gets out the earliest possible time that Shabbos comes in, and the neshamas go back the latest possible time that Shabbos goes out. No? Maybe? Anyone know that famous story about the Lubavitcher... the Lubavitcher Shliach, who was up in... Where's the last place on the dateline before it switches? Whoever you hold by, I don't know. Does it make sense far deep out in Alaska? Or am I making a mistake? Whatever it is. So apparently there were no Jews, and this Lubavitcher Shliach had to go out there for some reason, maybe to open a shul or to do a hashgacha. I forgot the way the story goes. So apparently he goes out there, and there's a mother who comes to hear his speech, and she says to him, you know, my daughter's in the public school. She doesn't even know that she's Jewish. I never told her the real story. Can you have a word with her and inspire her, this one visit that she's ever going to meet a Jew in her life? Say one thing to her that's going to inspire her. So he goes to the school and he takes out the daughter and he says to her, I want to tell you one thing. Shabbos in the whole world comes in when we light candles. You are the last person in the world who's actually going to make Shabbos come in. He said, you are the last Jewish person in the entire world who can light candles. So he said to her, you will be the one who the whole Shabbos hinges on. If you decide to light candles every Friday afternoon, Shabbos is going to come in. If not, the whole world's going to wait. You're the last living person in the world who brings in Shabbos, and it's all up to you. So they say things about when Shabbos comes in, when Shabbos goes out. I'm not sure exactly what to do with it, but in our context, this is what the Ramah says. We assume that the neshamas go back to Gehenim once Shabbos is over, and once Klal Yisrael has finished the tefillah. So the third reason, let's just move forward, the third reason that is quoted in the Torah, why we recite V'Yinam on Matzah Shabbos, is the following. The reason why we recite it, says the Torah, is because Moshe Rabbeinu, when Klal Yisrael finished building the Mishkan, so Moshe Rabbeinu recited the Pasuk V'Yinam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, that we should have a bracha on the Shechina, should be shore on our Ma'aseh Yadayim. The Shechina should be shore on the Mishkan that we just built. So too we give each other a bracha, that we should be successful in business, and the Shechina should be shore on our businesses and make them prosper as much as possible. There's a tshuva in the Binyamin Zev. So some think that's a obscure tshuva sefer, however the Ramah quotes the Binyamin Zev very often. So the tshuva's Binyamin Zev seems to write some sort of pshara between these two reasons. He says, the reason why we recite V'Hinam HaMatzah Shabbos is because we want that Hashem should give us a bracha in our businesses, and we shouldn't have to come and steal from other people, we shouldn't have to do things that are illegal. And once He gives us that bracha, then we're not going to have to suffer in Gehenna, because we're going to have to do everything properly, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to give us everything we need. We're not going to have to resort to other things that we should not be doing. So now the question begs itself, when do we not recite V'Hinam HaMatzah Shabbos? So the Ramah writes in Reish Tzadihei that any time when Yontif falls out in the coming week, we do not recite V'Hinam. Why not? So the Ramah says, because if the whole thing is giving a person a bracha that his business dealing should be successful, so then if the week is not going to be totally in business, because a couple of days are going to be taken up by Yontif, so then we don't recite this tefillah, because we're not going to have a full work week. That's what the Ramah writes. However, when you think about it, the Ramah himself writes in Taf Reish Tzadi Gimel that when Purim falls out during that week, or for that matter, this year, when Purim falls out on Matzah Shabbos itself, the Ramah writes that we do recite V'Hinam. So what's the difference? Don't we all know that it's Paskin Mufur Shalach and Shulchan Aruch, Taf Reish Tzadi Vav, Purim is Asur B'Malacha. We are not allowed to do work on Purim. So the same way Yontif, when Yontif falls out during the week, we don't recite V'Hinam because we don't do Malach on Yontif. So how come when Purim falls out during the week, or Purim falls out on Matzah Shabbos, how come we do recite V'Hinam on Matzah Shabbos? That is the question that seems to be a steer in the Ramah. So the obvious answer is the following. The Isser Malacha on Purim is not really an Isser Malacha, it's just a minig. Makam Shenagu Shelo La'asos Malacha B'Purim. So the whole thing is a minig, it's not a real Isser. So that's reason number one. Reason number two is, even on Purim himself, where we have the minig not to do malacha, many achronim say that balayla, leil Purim, it's mutter, the Bi'ur Halacha says it should be machmer, like the Chasam Sofer says in the Tshuva, but most say that there's only a, first of all, it's only a minig in the first place, second of all, at night, it's not so clear that there's an Isser malacha at all, so therefore we would assume that Purim really is not on the same level as Yontif, and therefore we still recite V'Hinam when it comes to Purim. There is a suffix in the achronim, in the poskim, what's the story in a Beis Ha'avel? What's the story in a Beis Ha'avel? Now this is a big discussion on Halacha, because the Gemara tells us in Ma'ikat and Tesvavim and Beis, we learn out from a Pasuk, V'afachti Chageichem La'avel. So the Gemara learns out from that Pasuk, Ma Chag Aser B'Malacha, just like it's Aser to do work on Yantif, so too it's Aser for an Avel to do work while he's in Shiva. So if that's the case, so some Achronim say, the Prima Gadim writes this, the Magen Avraham quotes this in Reish Tadihei, that a Besa Avil, one should not recite Vihinam in a Besa Avil, because the Avil is not allowed to do Malacha. Other Achronim say, what do you mean? Vihinam is a bracha that we say in general terms. It's a bracha that we say on Gans Klal Yisrael. So just because this Yachid, this Avil, happens to be not doing Malacha this week, that's not a reason why we shouldn't recite the bracha of Vihinam for everybody else in Klal Yisrael who's not in Shiva, who's not in Avelis, and who will be doing Malacha in the coming week. So that's a big discussion. The poskim mishayla halacha l'maisa. So if he takes this discussion just one step further, so in the Halicha Shlomo on Hilchos Tfila, they write there, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted as saying, take that with many, many grains of salt, as you'll see in a minute. Rav Shlomo Zalman apparently is quoted as saying that a chassan, when it comes to Matzah Shabbos of his Shabbos Shabbos Brachas, he should not recite Vihinam either. Why? Because it says in Eben HaEzer, Simon Samach Dalid, that in chassan is Asar B'Malacha. He's not allowed to go to work while he is in Shabbos Brachas. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman apparently said that a chassan should not recite Vihinam because he's not going to do work during that week. Over there in the Halicha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman's son, Rabbi Avram Dov Auerbach, writes that he finds it very hard to believe that his father ever said this. He writes that he never heard his father say it, and he finds it hard to believe that in none of the tshuva svarim through all the generations has anyone ever made this consideration about a chassan not reciting Vihinam. Don't we know that chassanim have been chassanim for the last many thousands of years? It's not a new thing. Nothing, no new circumstance. So why did Shlomo Zalman come up with this new idea? How could it be that his father made this psak? He finds it hard to believe. There's an obvious distinction between an avil and a chassan, and that is the following. In Pischei Tshuva Neven HaEzer, there in Samach Dalid, he writes the following situation. He says, let's say you have a chassan, and with this we'll close, let's say you have a chassan who owns a business b'shutfis. Two partners own a business, and one person just got married. So is the partner allowed to continue on the business during Shavuot Brachos for his other partner? So Pischei Tshuva says, yes, it's just that the chassan himself is not allowed to be busy, but the business can stay open and running. Whoever runs the business is allowed to keep going just without the chassan showing up to work. However, when it comes to an avel, this is not the case. The Pischei Tshuva writes over there that if you have an avel who owns a business b'shutfis, so the other shutif is not allowed to do any business for you during your avelis. Rachmana l'tzlan, a person who's sitting shiva, he's not allowed to have any businesses running during his shiva time. So that's an obvious distinction between a chassan and an avel. Based on that distinction that the Pischei Tshuva writes in Eben HaEzer, it might be a reason why by a Besa Avil there's more room to say that we shouldn't say Vihinoam, because an Avil doesn't make any business dealings at all during the week. Not him, not his partner, not anyone who's running his business. He's not allowed to have the business open. However, when it comes to a Chassan is allowed to have his business open, just he can't show up to work. So maybe he should still be mispalel that his Nechassim, that his assets should have good business dealings and that he should be successful in the coming week. So maybe that's something of a way to be mechalik between an avel and a chassan, why the poskim don't talk about a chassan leaving out vihinam. Bottom line, halacha l'maisa, when we generally have yontif during the coming week, we don't say vihinam. However, when it comes to Purim during the week, it says clearly in Shulchan Aruch that our minig is that we do recite vihinam, and that, I think, is the minig of this shul as well. I think we usually follow that, what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.